Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. This is the third of a series of essays on debt, prompted by recent revelations about how the issue was handled in ancient Mesopotamia. When the kings and potentates of Bronze Age Mesopotamia realized that interest-bearing debt was a cancer that would inevitably destroy first the lower classes and then the entire kingdom or empire or whatever form of government they were using at the time, they reacted forcefully and logically. They canceled all debts periodically. Not merely once every 49 years, as the Bible would later recommend, but every once in a while, when a new king took the throne on an anniversary of the empire, or because it was Thursday. The 7-day week, of course, first defined by the Babylonians. Every esoteric language used in the region for more than 2,000 years has a term for the practice, as Dr. Michael Hudson explains in his new book, "And Forgive Them Their Debts, Lending, Foreclosure, and Redemption from Bronze Age Finance to the Jubilee Year." As Dr. Hudson translates it, the term is clean slate amnesty. A clean slate amnesty proclamation, of which many examples survive, one of which is reproduced in triplicate on the Rosetta Stone, canceled all outstanding interest-bearing loans, freed from bondage all those who had been enslaved because of debt, and restored to the original owner land that had been foreclosed. They did this often. They did it in different times and in many different countries, whenever the cancer of debt began destroying the health of their economy. As a result, writes Dr. Hudson, by liberating distressed individuals who had fallen into debt bondage and returning to cultivators the lands they had forfeited for debt or sold under economic duress, these royal acts maintained a free peasantry, willing to fight for its land and work on public building projects and canals. By clearing away the buildup of personal debts, rulers saved society from the social chaos that would have resulted from personal insolvency, debt bondage, and military defection. The mere idea makes all of Western civilization go rigid with moral indignation. It is, we have all been taught for centuries, immoral to fail to pay one's debts. In fact, it is the very definition of immorality, which is not surprising when you realize that in many languages the word for debt and the word for sin is the same word. The rulers of Mesopotamia, on the other hand, regarded it as immoral to allow people who preyed upon the least fortunate of the people to destroy not only the poor people, but the country. They apparently thought it immoral to make a loan that the borrower clearly would not be able to repay, so that the lender could foreclose on him and his land and his family. It was immoral, they thought, to allow an ever-widening wedge to be driven between the wealthy lenders and the poor borrowers, until the deprived had nothing left to do but emigrate, revolt, or die. The wisdom of the Bronze Age in Mesopotamia was to treat debt as if it were a tumor, to be surgically removed whenever it got too big for the good of the body politic. It is a point of view and a course of action so utterly at odds with the conventional wisdom of many generations that we almost can't conceive of it. The practice was unknown to the foundational philosophers of our time, from Karl Marx to Adam Smith to the founders of the American Republic. As far as I can gather, the seldom-observed jubilee discussed in the Bible, Leviticus, and in Hebrew tradition is not the same thing as clean slate amnesties. It never occurred to our founders as an option, and it never occurs to us. For the same reason, it seems that we can't conceive of butter being better for us than margarine, because we are the victims of a long and successful PR campaign by greedy, ruthless people. By about 1000 BCE, wealthy lenders had apparently learned how to reach out and touch political decision makers, with the result that by the time of the rise of the Greek city-states and the Roman Empire after 800 BC, clean slate proclamations were ever more rare. Interest-bearing loans became more permanent, and their repayment became a sacred obligation not to be forgiven by anybody. It was a PR campaign to make big tobaccos look like a trivial flash in the pan by comparison. More about that next time in the things that you're liable to read in the Bible.
To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.